It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. An altercation at a Rice Lake bar left a woman without a pinky finger. The state Senate leader is ready to work on the new state budget. Communities have plenty of road salt on hand, and the state patrol reminds motorists to slow down your speed in winter. Good afternoon, and News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Police reports say a woman's pinky finger was bitten off during an altercation at a Rice Lake bar early New Year's Day. Dispatch logs show a bartender at a downtown bar called 911 just after 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday, saying two women had gotten into a fight. The victim was a woman in her 60s, and half of her pinky finger was bitten off by a younger woman. The suspect, identified as 28-year-old Angela Clark of Spooner, left on foot but was later found by police. Dispatch logs said she injured herself in the squad car and allegedly punched a police officer at the hospital. Clark was booked on preliminary charges of aggravated battery, disorderly conduct, and causing mayhem. Police said the victim was taken to the hospital with the missing finger. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu is ready to get to work in Madison.
The most important thing that we do every session is a budget, obviously. The governor will introduce his budget. At some point in February, we've been working with him on a date for a State of the State address and the budget address.
The Republican leader tells WOMT Radio in Manitowoc that providing tax relief from the state's budget surplus of over $4 million remains a priority. The new legislative session begins next week. Communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt. Plover Village Administrator Steve Kuntz says between carryover from last year and ordering for this year, they've had to get creative.
You have to buy salt so far in advance, and we didn't really need any salt, but you can't, if you don't get it, you don't get it. We actually had to finagle a little bit, work with the county a little bit to have them take some of our salt because we didn't have any place to put it because our shed is full, which is great. It's a good position to be in.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. 2024 was a busy year for the Department of Motor Vehicles. Administrator Tommy Winkler says it added some new innovations in the last year.
We launched a new program for new drivers, a driver education grant program. We allocated $6 million to nearly 10,000 low-income students throughout the state. We also delivered new EV hybrid stickers to nearly 168,000 electric and hybrid vehicle owners.
The DMV also added the emergency contact information for more than 50,000 residents through a new tool online. A reminder to slow down when driving in the winter, Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR in Rhinelander that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the road. Captain Bradley O'Kane says that any snow, ice, or slush on roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it's harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.